Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the ball, rugby.
Really concerned about where the shape was going and where the club was going. I think you'll always have concerns. This player's not going to come out of Leinster in the next few years and say it was all amazing.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program. Proudly supported by Toyota.
Welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll look ahead to our live commentary game in the League of Ireland, with Shamrock Rovers looking to take the title away from Shelburne. We have the latest from Lisbon, where Ireland are building up to tomorrow night's World Cup qualifier against Portugal. And Declan Rice says it's an honour to captain his country. But first, to events at Tallaght Stadium tonight. Shamrock Rovers need 1 point to win the league and take the title back from Shelburne. Last year, Shells won the league on the last day thanks to a win away to Derry. It broke a run of 4 titles in a row for Rovers, who can claim their 5th in 6 years under Stephen Bradley. And he told their in-house media team that nothing has been decided yet.
No, we know the position we've put ourselves in, but it's our aim is to go and win the game. That's always our aim. And that won't change, regardless of what's in front of us.
Shells are in the Conference League proper with Rovers, and despite an inconsistent showing from the reigning champions during the season, Bradley knows they still possess players that can hurt them.
Yeah, of course. They've got some very, very good players. Like you said, they've done well in recent weeks, and we know it's going to be a tough game. There's no doubt about that. We have to be our best to go and win the game.
Rory Gaffney has 8 Premier Division goals and 23 appearances for Rovers this season, and the Galway man is keen to get their title back.
Yeah, can't wait. An opportunity for us to get crowned league champions again. Shelburne obviously won the league last year, and we've just obviously been trying to fight all season to get it back.
One player who won't be involved tonight is Rovers captain Roberto Lopez. He's on international duty with Cape Verde, who are on the brink of qualifying for the first ever World Cup. They take on Eswatini on Monday and just need to better Cameroon's result against Angola to guarantee qualification. Lopez could miss the game as his partner is due to give birth. Speaking from the international camp in Cape Verde, Lopez wished his Rovers teammates all the best.
Yeah, 100%. It's a great opportunity for us back home. To go and win it in front of our own fans would be amazing. I'm sure that's what the group is determined to do. I'll be watching it here myself. I'd love to be there, be involved with it. Unfortunately, just the game has come in the international window. Wishing the lads the best of luck, and hopefully we can get it done.
Lee Grace, Josh Honan and Danny Grant will all miss the game for Rovers due to injury, while Michael Noonan, Alex Noonan and Max Kovalescus are on Irish underage duty. Shells have a rescheduled game on Monday night to come in Cork. Their European hopes could be decided over the next few days. Joey O'Brien said they're 6th, but they're just 4 points behind Bohemians in 3rd, and they have played a game less. Kickoff in Tallaght tonight is 8 o'clock. We'll have Jonathan Higgins in the gantry alongside Vinnie Perth. You can listen on the Go Loud app. It's also on News Talk from 7 o'clock. All the build-up will be with Owen Sheehan. Elsewhere tonight, Dundalk will be promoted back to the Premier Division at the first time of asking if they beat Finn Harps at Oriel Park. Kieran Kilduff's side will also go up if they match Cove Ramblers' result away to Longford. Elsewhere, on the penultimate night of the First Division season, Treaty United, in the final playoff spot, take on Bray Wanderers, who were already guaranteed a playoff. Wexford are a point behind in 6th place and are away to Kerry. Already qualified for the playoffs, UCD hosts Athlone Town at the Belfield Bowl. Now to Lisbon, and good news for Ireland. Evan Ferguson has been passed fit to play against Portugal tomorrow night. The 20-year-old missed Roma's last game in Serie A last weekend due to concerns over an ankle injury. He was actually named on the bench but didn't feature away to Fiorentina. Heimir Hallgrímsson gave this update in today's press conference.
For some obvious reasons, he is important for us, but I think it was good that we have had Jimmy with us, so he knows the roles, and credit to him coming straight from training, jump into a flight to Portugal so he can be with us here on this session. No, it really didn't change how we see this game, but obviously it affects how we wanted to use the personnel.
And Evan Ferguson was on media duty alongside Halgrimsson.
Well, I think it's a different way. It's a different way of football over there. You know what I mean? He's sort of looking to play through his strikers. He's big on attacking and playing through his strikers. So it's just about the work that you're doing every day and trying to improve.
If Ireland are to cause any problems for Portugal in an attacking sense, set pieces could be crucial. Jake O'Brien's long throws received plenty of criticism last month, but the Corkman still continues to take long throws for club and country. He says that the team needs to try and use it to their advantage.
Yeah, no, I think it's probably every time when I came into the team, it was just something that we added to our game, and it was... Yeah, we can use it to our advantage, and we have some big players at Everton and we have big players here, so I think it's you can get moments from having long throws. Sometimes it mightn't go your way, but there is teams that are scoring and making it difficult, and I know even playing against teams with long throws, it can be difficult, a difficult thing to defend if you don't win that first contact. So yeah, no, look, we look to go again and get used to our advantage.
The Ireland under-21s are in action this evening in Cork against Slovakia. Jim Crawford's side have 2 wins from 2, but were far from convincing in their wins over Moldova and Andorra. Swindon midfielder Adam Murphy says he's looking forward to playing in front of the home crowd at Turner's Cross.
Yeah, really, really excited. You know, that's speaking on behalf of the team as well. We're all really, really excited. And I've obviously played here a number of times. I know the gig here, and, you know, the crowd really gets behind you. And we're looking forward to having that later on, and hopefully we can get a good result.
That match starts at 7:30. The other game in the group will see England looking to make it 2 wins from 2 when they take on Moldova away from home. It's another busy night of World Cup qualifiers. Northern Ireland take on Slovakia at Windsor Park in Group A. Michael O'Neill's side are 3 points behind their opponents. Slovakia beat Germany in the last international window. Northern Ireland have to play Germany at home on Monday night. In Group B, Kosovo take on Slovenia. There's also the meeting of Sweden and Switzerland in Stockholm. In Group D, France are at home to Azerbaijan. Crystal Palace striker Jean-Philippe Mateta could get his first cap at the age of 28. Iceland take on Ukraine in the group's other game. And in Group J, Kazakhstan has Liechtenstein and Belgium play North Macedonia. Last night, Scotland came from behind to beat Greece 3-1 at Hampden Park, leaving their manager Steve Clarke declaring that his players never know when they're beaten. The win means they're level on points with Denmark at the top of the group, but are second on goal difference. Clarke hailed his team's character.
It doesn't matter if it's condensed or if it's elongated. Results are the only thing that qualify you for a major tournament.
Denmark won 6-0 away to Belarus. Rasmus Højlund on loan at Napoli for Manchester United scored 2. Current United player Patrick Dorgu was also on the score sheet. Cody Gakpo scored 2 penalties for the Netherlands in their 4-0 win away to Malta. Dejani Reinders was also on target in that game. Austria won 10-0 against San Marino. Cyprus drew 2-2 with Bosnia-Herzegovina. Czech Republic and Croatia drew 0-0. And what a night it was in Tórshavn, where the Faroe Islands beat Montenegro 4-0. Thomas Tuchel said he was disappointed with the reaction of subdued England fans at last night's 3-0 friendly win over Wales at Wembley. England were 3-0 up after just 20 minutes. They obviously didn't score after that. Tuchel complained there was no energy coming from the stands. He says his team deserved better backing, but he did admit the second half performance was lacklustre.
It's a little bit difficult to understand the second half, the last half an hour. They made a lot of changes, we made a lot of changes, cost us a little bit the rhythm. But overall was an absolutely right step in the right direction, and I'm very pleased with the performance, especially in the first half.
Declan Rice was given the captain's armband for the night with Harry Kane injured, and he admits that leading his country is a real privilege.
You can't take these moments for granted, you know. I think tonight was my 69th cap. Time's going really fast, even though I'm still quite young. But to be the captain tonight for this team and this manager, it was an honour, and I was really, really proud again. And yeah, now it's on to Latvia.
And finally, with our own Nathan Murphy covering his last Ireland game for Off the Ball tomorrow in Lisbon, it's only right we play out a commentary classic with himself and Stewie Byrne at a rather forgetful Ireland game with Bulgaria at the Aviva Stadium.
You're getting right. This out.
So you got to send in your jokes, right? What do you call
send in your jokes.
What do you call a Bulgarian footballer with 3 balls? It's football related. Who to Nika Bolikov?
Stewie.
quality, isn't it? It's all in delivery, Nathan.
Oh my god! Trouble Eye is gone as well. It's not just me. I can't believe that just happened.
That's perfectly. That's perfectly.
Thank God nothing has happened on the pitch.
Perfectly. Send in your jokes.
Apologies if anyone's offended by that.
How can anyone be offended by that? See if you can beat that.
You'd be surprised.
See if you can beat that.
You'd be surprised, Dewey.
That's all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more next week.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.